Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't have to deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome to Al Porter Man in the Street, chapter 13, verse 14 already. That M period, A period, N period is an acronym, abbreviation for music, activism, and news. For those listening to Black on Black Crime Radio on blogtalkradio.com, welcome aboard. And feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. If you're sending in anything, feel free to send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Now, three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music or Black on Black Crime Inc. Radio. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind? Call back or press 1. Now, I want to let people know before I go to my phone callers, because I have a couple of people out here already, which I'm glad of. Sponsor time. Looking Good Home Improvement. Residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction. Licensed and bonded. 24/7 emergencies. Violation list repairs. Door installation and repairs. Plastering and painting. Flooring, tile, and wood. Bath, kitchen remodel. Carpentry and Decks, that's 216-205-7247, 216-205-7247, or you can look them up on the internet at LOOKINGGOODHOMEIMPROVEMENT.com. See, now I get back to the phone lines. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram of Jr. Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook, Indo Dub. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. You can Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. The web page of www.3342music.com. OPN Radio, Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Facebook, Sheriff Kuroy. Facebook, Pete Weeks. The web page of blackonblackcleveland.com or thedialoguecenter.net. Black on Black Crime, Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on voiceofradio.com. Also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Of course, you could Facebook Sheriff Kuroy, like I said earlier. TheLogTV.com. Also, looking for work, www.templabor.org. The YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Power Groove Records, the YouTube channel, We Are Cleveland. Twitter page, Alfred Porter JR1 or at Grandpa Rapper 1. Oh, YouTube, Foundation for Elevation Station. Now, before I go to my phone caller, I need to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting with honorable mentions, debuting Facebook Live Jazz at Rudy's Pub with Vince Robinson and the Jazz Poets Friends. Another honorable mention, debuting Facebook Del Vonte, The King Ain't Been Crowned. Also, debuting, honorable mention, they had a phenomenal program, The Black Talk Table. Number 10, moving up out of the honorable mention, is that Grandpa Rapper. Number 9, moving up, Black House Sounds. They got two smoking joints right now. Number 8, debuting, Facebook, Review and Play Podcast, Raw and Uncensored, Janae Aiko versus SZA Cleveland. Number 7, debuting, The Art Show last Saturday and Sunday in our region. Number 6, debuting, it was Fonz, a big epic rap battle that happened in our city. Number 5, moving up, Women of Faith last Saturday. Number 4, moving up, Facebook, Souls of Mischief, 93 Till Infinity, 30th Anniversary Tour, which happened over the, well, tonight, as a matter of fact. It happened. Number 3, debuting, All 420 Activities. I don't even have to get in any more than that. Number 2, moving up, Facebook, Students Reading Dr. King's Beyond Vietnam Speech. That was a phenomenal event. And the biggest jump was Facebook, the pre-420 mixer with Cassidy that happened at Carolyn's Exotic Cuisine. Let me go to the first phone caller. Somebody's calling me from 216-553. 216-553. How you doing?
Hi, 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 everybody, everybody, everybody out there. Hi, my name is Belangelis Brenda Fulmer, and I be on Block Talk Radio every Monday night, 9 o'clock, with my colleagues. How's everybody doing? As my colleagues will call me, Queen B. What's going on, everybody?
I'm enjoying the evening. I am, and doing what I can to just enjoy this program. What's going on with you?
I'm alive.
I hear you.
Thank God for that. And the Lord woke me up this morning for a purpose, okay?
Right.
Not only me, but each and every one of us, okay?
Okay.
Each and every one of us. Somebody laid down last night, did not wake up, okay?
That is true.
Be very thankful and grateful, y'all. I'm gonna put it out there, whether you like it or not. Be grateful and thankful, because time is winding down and time is winding up. We are living in the last evil days. I'm telling you, it's getting evil by the minute. See, every time I watch that news, there's something different coming on every day, every night on the news. They fighting on the other country again. Columbia University up in New York City, well, parts of New York, and they want all the students, if they, you know what they are. They want them out of there, and they are really fighting for their lives. We got to pray, y'all. We got to pray for them, not only them, but for each other, one another. We got to pray for one another. It is time for some peace, love, and happiness. Peace, love, and happiness, y'all. All I can say is Corinthians chapter 2 Corinthians 5:7. We live by love and not by sight. We live by love and not by sight.
Okay?
We live by love and not by sight. Hallelujah. Come on now, y'all. God is protecting all of us. How I know he's protecting all of us? Because he got the whole world in his hands. His hands are stretched. Why did the tree branch? Why did the tree branch, y'all? I'm telling you. I was in my room today just singing the song saying Jesus, just Jesus. And I'm going to start singing it like this. I'm not going to take up the time. And then I'm going to just sing a little bit of it. And
okay.
I'm going to say shout out to my colleagues, Ronnie B, to Al Porter, Art, DJ Rock, Ernie, Johnny G, Squab Gotti, Major Powers, Major Tat, Miss Glass, Miss Dolores, everybody, Cowboy,
right.
Monica, Pulse Point, the list just go on and on. Everybody on train, as well as myself, Queen B, as well. We thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir, for listening to us on Block Talk Radio every Monday night at 9:00. I'm going to sing a little bit of this, you know, and then I'm going to peace on out and get on out the way somebody else can take to be another caller.
Okay.
Jesus, oh, Jesus, yes, Jesus, we need him every day and every hour, no matter what's going around us, but Jesus, everything is going on in the world, and he can't stop what he's doing, but Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody. God bless each and every one of y'all. As I say every week, I love you. There's nothing you can do a thing about it. I'm signing off. Queen B, as my colleagues call me, Valencia is a friend of former. Have a blessed evening and a blessed week. God bless each and every one of y'all. Peace out. I'm signing off right now.
Thank you so much. And what I'm going to do is, before I go to my next phone caller, okay, I have two to go to. I am going to give last week's top 10. I'm going to give you the top four of last week. Number one was the Gold Standard Spotlight book signing, Brother Art McCoy, Surviving to Serve. Number two, which it moved up, like number one had, it moved up. But the second one was Facebook, Cleveland Rhyme and Rhythm Television Series, Taping and Entertainment Business Ball. Number three, which it debuted, was the Carl Stokes Brigade Memorial, which was held last Sunday. And number four, which it debuted on Facebook, the Gospel of Peace with John Deere. That was the four from the last one. Now I can go to my phone callers who are calling in. So let's go to the next number, the 216-820, the 216-820. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine. I just want to say for the record that once again, I'm going to say it one more time. My name is Mr. Powers, not Major Powers, okay? I don't know who that person is and who they're referring to, but that's not me. So, with that being said, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to Rudy's Pub for allowing me to show up at the 70s event this past Saturday. And I would also would like to show love to the people that have shown support to me. If you would like to keep showing me support, please log on to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. There's a new solo joint by yours truly. There's a new Black House joint by myself and Mr. Motley. And there's also a new joint with Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man.
Yeah.
That features Ms. Pulse Points. So please go to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube and please check out those new songs that are up there. They're pretty decent. They're pretty hot. And I'm pretty sure everyone will love them. So once again, I am Mr. Powers. I ain't going to take up too much of your time. But in the meantime, I will say this. I will keep you posted on the next show that I will be performing at. Just be on the lookout and just make sure that you stay alert, because Black House Sound never stops. They keep on going and can't nobody stop us. So at the end of the day, much love to everyone who's shown us support, and much love to those that are still doing their thing. Don't let nothing stop you. Keep going and keep doing what you're doing best. And Black House Sound, we make real Cleveland music. God bless you all. To all the rappers in the game, peace and love. I'm out. Peace.
Peace. And May 4th, the next Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop. Mr. Powers is a very modest person. He is the written exam champion, so he'll be coming in the building to defend his title. Congratulations to the written exam champion. I am going to keep going in order of those who have called in. I'm enjoying everything so far. So let's keep this train rolling through with our next person on the phone line, 216-466. 216-466. How you doing out there?
I'm doing great, Al. Johnny G from 100 Million and One Rest of Souls, Inc. I got a few things that I want to stress, and it needs overly stressed, especially there in East Cleveland, the Dollar General store. The young lady who's running that Dollar General store has a misconception on opening and closing. She inconveniences folks by not having regular opening and closing hours. So I want the people to get busy and start calling 615-588-4000. That's 615-588-4000. And let's find out why can't we get some regular opening and closing hours at our Dollar General. It's not Negro General, it's Dollar General. And she needs to stop treating it. She needs to stop treating it like it's Negro General and start treating it like it's Dollar General. Then let's go to University Hospital. I mean, it's been today was the 123rd day dealing with the ignorance there at University Hospital, where they have neglected to do anything about a 51-year-old heirloom out of Thailand. Not American gold, but Thailand gold, some of the finest gold in the world. Someone stole my gold chain as I stayed there 47 days, and I think it's a shame that the ombudsman, patient advocacy, and human resources have done nothing to quell this situation. 123 days out there, Mr. Porter, and we can't get 3, 5, 8, 19. We can't get the Wayne Dawsons. We can't get the Kenny Crumptons. We can't get the fake boomer dude. I gave him a story and he fumbled it. So you can't get none of them folks. All the brown folks on air, they are looking high and looking low. And it's sad. They're riding high and looking low. And I'm sick of the brown folks on air, TV and radio-wise, that has no guts, gutless. They are gutless. They won't, like I said, 123 days, and you can't get the dog-loving station, TV8, the one that loves dogs. Now, if I was a dog, TV8 would be out there all over the story, but you can't find TV8 nowhere. So I do this for them. I say, I'm the human dog. I'm the bow, wow, wow, roof, roof, doggy, dog, dog, and feel like I'm being misused. So, therefore, I'm the human dog, TV8. So, where you at? Where are you at, TV8? Al, where they at?
I haven't seen them out there.
They will not come. They won't come, Al. I don't get it. They won't come. And then one other situation. We had an ugly situation in the biblical world. I mean, we have a
wow.
And I'm gonna expose this clown's name, Willie Cool Waters Matthews, had the nerve to disrupt my church.
Oh,
had the nerve to disrupt church, and he's supposed to be a God-fearing man, but you disrupt church. Disrupt church. I mean, took everything I had to restore the sanctity at my church.
I'm glad
you
did. Hey, I'm glad you were able to restore the sanctity.
I mean, because I was hurt. I mean, how could an outsider come in and disrupt church like that? And with that, I'm going to turn things back over to you as I leave. Live each day to the fullest. Get the most out of each and every day. Dare to be different, to follow your own stars. Believe that those you love, love you. Then you can look forward with confidence and back without regret. And remember, it ain't what you're doing when you're doing, but it's what you look like you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. And all you Teddy Pendergrass favorites, Teddy said a true love affair is not 70-30, not 60-40, not 50-50. Al, if their love affair is not 100, they don't have a true love affair. For the last 3 or 4 minutes they've been inside the JGE, the Johnny G Experience. There's no other experience like it in the world, and I want them to understand there's only two in the world like yours truly, and I'm both of them. Al, you can take it back now. I'm on the run.
Thank you so much. Ooh-wee. We have some announcements to make, but I'll make those after I go to my next two phone callers. Let's go to 216-374. 216-374. How are you doing?
Oh, what's popping, man?
Man, I'm doing phenomenal. Keeping your family still in prayers, but let us know,
man,
who are we talking to?
Man, it's the biggest, man. It's Eastside, man. It's Mr. Greenlee, man. It's Mr. Steele. It's the whole bag, you feel me?
Right.
Man, long live QB, man. Long live QB6, man. You know, it's all love, man. But definitely want to tell people that, man, you always showing love, man. I don't know, man. You ain't get the flowers yet, man. I'm always getting the flowers.
Now, that's appreciated, brother. It is.
But no, you know, I'm coming in. I always got to come in, man. It's going down. It's going crazy, man. Big shout-out Body Boss. Big shout-out DJ Heavyweight Lover. Big shout-out Cleveland Wicked. Just feel me. Dude's doing my bag. It's going to be crazy. May 11th, Nashville, Tennessee, the official State Fest. Going crazy. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a movie. Sponsored by me, King Lou, like Don Olio, actor Fulio, Casamigos, all I need is a theory. We're going to leave that right there. You know what I'm saying? Keep it.
Right.
So, it's definitely going crazy, man. It's just a state fest, May 11th, 2 to 7, Nashville, Tennessee. Wow, it's going to be crazy. Definitely got a tag spot. That's floating. Yeah. Gonna be crazy, man. Then right after that, you feel me? So I go on all platforms. Pino was popping, gang. Make sure I'm on all platforms, man. That Cleveland with you, man. All platforms, crazy. Then right after May 11th, man. Big shout out One Swaggy and T Black Bottle Boys, Bel Air, Bamboo McQueen. It's gonna be crazy. All white mansion party. It's gonna be crazy. Ivan Lopez, Private Gang. It's already sold out, man. 95% sold out the whole event.
Okay.
So, y'all ain't got y'all tickets yet. I'm sorry, man. Hey, make sure y'all go on YouTube, man. Tap into my man Porter, man. New official video, man. Grandpa Rapper. You feel me? Crazy. Wow. Make sure y'all tap into that. That's it. Bonnie Bounce was popping, man. DJ Heavyweight Level was popping. It's going to be a movie. May 11th, Team New Life for Friends, man. We in the city. Yeah.
Man, I appreciate that. I do. I really do. And I'm just going to ask you, How is everything else going for you, family? Tell me some of the other names that we should be looking out for.
Man, the other names we should be looking out for is King, No, Life. And why I say that is because, you know, I ain't supporting, because I'll be lying. I support any and every artist, but, you know, I fall short on that chessboard, you know what I'm saying, when you support certain artists or support certain situations. The gratitude, the elevation, not really appreciated. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're in a generation where you got artists, you got people that you support, you got people that you invest in, you got people that really go 10 toes down and hard for. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might go harder for them than yourself. And that puts me in the position I am now. Like, really, I'm gonna be totally honest. I ain't got no artist I'm promoting for right now. I might support every artist, but I ain't got no artist. If it ain't Greenlee, King, New Life, I am not promoting no artist.
Man, I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, thank you for the shout out as well. I will take the time to just say, man, for those who want to, and I've watched it rise up very fast, so I'm very thankful. I don't take anything for granted, but there are a lot of people who are going to the YouTube page and checking out the Grandpa Rapper song, and I appreciate that. Alfred Porter Jr., that's Alfred Porter Jr., Grandpa Rapper is back, and that is GMS Hood Famous TV, the GMS Hood Famous TV YouTube channel. So thank you for that support. Thank you for calling in. And we look forward to catching you on the flip side, family.
Oh, you already know, man. Same New Life is love. It's Greenlee. Yes, we out.
We out. Man, I appreciate it. I know some people probably thought I was playing when I said we had all these phone callers, but we do. Let's go to 216-288. 216-288. How you doing out there?
Good, man. This is Dantes Taylor, the activist. I am the activist, and I am the family-to-family with black-on-black and everything else. It's going to be it's popping out there. Don't forget, come on out to all these events that's going on in the city of Cleveland. Coming on out is the tribute to the late Johnny Noah Swanson. This is our big anniversary. It's always on Father's Day. It's always on Father's Day. And it's at the Sanctuary Baptist Church. And the address is 4004 East 131st, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105, and it's Sunday, June 16th, 2024. Well, we're going to have a big time, a big atmosphere. The door's going to open at 1. Dinner going to start at 1, and program going to start at 3. We have none other than from New York. We have a great, they have a great group coming up. Yes, they do. Yeah, the Visionaires from New York. They're going to be in the city.
Okay.
Yes, they are. Get your tickets now. $15, $20 at the door. You can, yes, and they're going to be the Brownettes there. They're going to be the Starlighters. They're going to be the Mandolians and many, many more groups and soloists. If you ain't there, you're going to miss this big presentation. It's the biggest presentation ever. If you don't be here, you're going to miss it, and we want you to be in a place to be. Yes, it's from 3 until whenever we feel like finishing. And yes, this is going to be a nice time, nice atmosphere. We're going to have some short talks. We're going to have some singing, and we're going to have a big screen up that you can see some stuff. And this is a great presentation going to go on, so you better be there. You better get there so you can get front row. We want to pack the house. We want to pack the house. Come on out to that Sanctuary Baptist Church. For more information, contact Dante Theater at 216-288-5841. Or you can call Georgette Scott of the House of Refuge Worship Center at 216-323-1615. Come out. All cars move to this location on Father's Day. We're going to have a great time, great food. We're going to have food. With your ticket, you get food with your ticket. Yes. And Dante and Santa are going to give you, I'm bringing the best of the best, and we're going to have some pound cake made from Dante and Taylor, too.
Okay.
Yes, y'all are. And we're going to have a nice time, a nice atmosphere. We got all kinds of food and everything else. Because she loves to feed. One thing Miss Watson know how to do is feed.
Okay.
Feed her people when she have her programs and everything else. Well, come on out to the 22nd Annual Gospel Explosion 2024 revival leading up to the big anniversary. That's going to be at Greater New Canaan Baptist Church at 8324 Cedar Avenue in the city of Cleveland, Ohio.
Continue.
44103. And then on Thursday, June 20th, we have Reverend Sears Mitchell. Sears Mitchell is going to be out here, and he's going to be preaching to everyone. And he's bringing his Vision of Angels praise team. And all the way from Mount Zion of Berea will be Pastor Warren. Yes, we have a great time, great atmosphere. We're going to have some soloists, too. We're going to have some people that are going to do some short talks and some other things. They're going to be at this great, great revival. For more information, contact 910 Center at 216-288-5841. If you get my voicemail, press that pound key. I need your message.
Anything else?
So don't forget the 22nd Annual Gospel Explosion 2024 anniversary that we'll be at Hayes Temple Church of God of Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station, Kinsman in Cleveland, Ohio, 44104, on Sunday, June the 23rd, 2024. Doors open at 2:15, dinner starts at 2:30, and program starts at 4 to 9 p.m. We're selling dinners to the public. And we will be, tickets are $20, $25 at the door. So come on out and join us. Yes. And we have all the, yes, from Cleveland, we have the Brownettes, we have the Mr. Powers, and we have the Chosen Vessels from Columbus, Ohio, we have the Spiritual Echoes. From New York, New Jersey, we have the group Fire. And many, many more groups and solos will be out here. And everything else, we announce our Cleveland group in a week or so. For more information, contact D-O-N-T-Z Taylor at 216-288-5841. Come on out.
Thank you.
Come on out. Come on out to all these events. These are the biggest events ever. And we're going to rock this. Get your tickets now so we can have a sold-out event. And at that revival was a free will offering, though, and the kitchen was
okay.
And everything else. We got some good stuff going on. And at the Gospel Fest, we might see Grandpa Rapper And Grandpa Rapper, if he comes, he might be doing a new gospel joint. He might be doing a new gospel joint. I don't know. And we're working on getting the Art McCoy Common Sense Show to be there. I'm talking about him in live in effect, where he's doing a live interview at the Gospel Fest and everything else, and he's doing remote from the Gospel
Fest. Okay.
Yes. We might see him out there doing signing autographs too.
Okay.
We don't know. God bless all of you on this day and every day. And come on out to the trip. Me, Orlando, and Dontez Taylor is doing a trip to Florida. We're doing a trip to Florida, and it's $1,500. But you get two parks where you can go to Disney Park and Epcot, and we're going to SeaWorld, and we're gonna have 3 days where we go eat at restaurants, and the hotel we staying in gonna have breakfast and lunch, including in your stay, and we got gift bags on the bus that you're gonna get when you get on there, and everything else. And we're going to have a great time. We leave July 11th at 11 p.m. And we're going to be there the 12th, 13th, 14th, and come back on the 15th of July. And your tickets are $15, $1,500. It includes a lot, $1,500, and it includes a lot. For more information, contact Dontez Taylor at 216-288-5841. And God bless, and hope to hear from all of you. And if you need an activist to go to court with you or sit in a hospital with you and help with some cases, I will be ready to go out and do what we got to do out here for our community. And make sure we can fight for our kids at the Juvenile Detention Center and at Child and Family Services. If they ever try to move Child and Family Services, we're going to follow them and make sure they're doing right for our kids and everything else. We gotta work. We gonna keep Child and Family Services and the Juvenile Detention Center. We gonna put it up under the feet of the county council and city council. We holding them accountable, both of them. For what if something go wrong at our juvenile detention center and our child and family services, we should hold them accountable for our kids.
Thank you. Enjoy your evening.
So God bless and have a nice present.
No problem. Let's see who our other phone caller is who's been patient at the 216-471. 216-471. How are you?
Fine, and you, Pastor Evangelist Anderson of Gospel Divine Evangelistic Ministry, getting ready for our 37th anniversary of Gospel Divine, outreach, singing, and preaching, ministries, and on Saturday, June the 8th, we will be over on Black on Black Incorporated. And on June 8th at 5 p.m., 9:30. Everything opens after 5, but program starts at 6:15 with devotion and on. And we're going to have food and on everything, and don't mind feeding people. But donation food is $12. This is a free will offering that I'll be looking for, a free will offering, but food is $12, and you get free dessert on everything with Deacon Taylor and Elder Elmore and whoever it is. We want want everybody to be fed and all when they come. And we have various groups coming in, the Starlighters, the Brownettes, and also the Mount Pleasant Male Chorus and the Heavenly Bound Choir of Georgette Scott. And then we have a couple soloists, you know, there too and all. And we have a speaker coming in from Detroit is Minister Bernard Gilmer from Detroit, Michigan, will be our speaker for that time on the 8th and all. So we're going to have it all outside in the yard. We pray the weather hold out because I want everybody to be there, everybody to be there at the service. And I wanted to hear, for everybody to hear from the outside to come on through and on. And enjoy the word of God, including the singing. And we're going to have door prizes, too. You're going to have tickets for door prizes and all, and food and singers and all, groups and everything. The Mount Pleasant Male Chorus is coming, the Starlighters, the Brownettes, and the Heavenly Bound Choir, and one or two soloists, and the speaker. And then on Sunday, June 9th, will be the banquet, which will close it off, too, with various Cleveland groups, you know, will be coming in, of course, and the poetress, Gail Henderson, you know. And we also going to have a closeout, you know, message, you know, speaker from Jeremiah Baptist Church, though, Reverend Fowler. He's gonna close out with the word and everything. And we're going to have door prizes there. We're going to have the buffet meal there. We're going to have groups of singers and all, and speaker and everything else. And all. We'll close out everything. And tickets are $50 for the whole thing. So if you don't have your ticket now, come on and give me a call for further information. You can call me at 471-8330, or you can call Pastor Georgette Scott, you know, 303-1615, or Deacon Dantes Taylor at 288-5841, I guess I'm right, and all. I'm sure that he would be there, and all. So come on out, please, and all. $50. And then we pray, though, that hopefully the Jackson Southern Airs will be there if it's the Lord's will, and all. But like I say, come on out, you know. It's $50, you know, for the banquet. And that's at the Mediterranean Party Center at 25000 Rockside Road at 4 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
No, please. All right. So I look forward to you if any of those 2 days to come on out, if you can, please. And honor. That's 37 years and all and everything. You'll miss a treat if you don't show. Let's pack both places out. Let's pack out the 8th. And let's pack up the 9th, too. Let's pack all places. There will be vendors and all there and all. So let's pack up, you know. You know, if you could go to a ball field and all that, you sure can pack up the yard and pack up the whole Mediterranean Party Center. So let's pack up. And all.
We're going to pack it up.
Let's pack it up. So please.
Thank you, Evangelist Anderson. And again, congratulations on your almost 4 decades of service. Thank you so much. I appreciate her very much. I do. And I am so thankful she got a chance to call in. Just a little bit of business to take care of. Lady D, whose name has been called many times, Diane Powell, Diane Divine, Diamond Diane Divine. Her public viewing is this Wednesday, April 24th, from 4 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Gaines Funeral Home, which is at 5386 Lee Road, Maple Heights, Ohio. The service will be held. The wake is at 10 a.m. The service is at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, April 25th at the Word Church. The Word Church, 18909 South Miles, Warrensville Heights, Ohio. The repast will be from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Event Stop, which is 23645 Mercantile Road, Beachwood, Ohio, 44122. So anyway, that is that piece of information as I check back with my Blog Talk affiliates. Let's go to Channel 5 News. As the Cleveland Safety Advisor is under fire from NAACP, was Mayor Bibb's college roommate. Now, the city of Cleveland is defending its decision to hire a former Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police detective who was at the center of a federal civil rights lawsuit, News 5 learned, was Mayor Justin Bibb's college roommate. Oh, yeah, this is, hold on, a 16-foot step ladder for my soapbox. Again, the city of Cleveland is defending its decision to hire a former Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police detective who was at the center of a federal civil rights lawsuit. News 5 learned that this individual was Mayor Justin Bibb's college roommate. Man, he couldn't, looks like Mayor Justin Bibb, he couldn't wait like Mayor Frank Jackson and put in a few years before looking crooked all the way. Anyway, News 5 investigators revealed Philip McHugh was at the center of a federal civil rights lawsuit as a police officer. City records show Philip J. McHugh was hired as a senior public safety advisor in Cleveland for a salary of $124,000 a year. But in May 2016, Vashti and Eugene Sherrod, an elderly black couple, filed a federal lawsuit alleging McHugh violated their civil rights when he pursued false allegations against Vashti Sherrod. The Sherrod's attorney, Kenneth Bynum, said the lawsuit was settled for a substantial amount. Usually when you settle, that means that the people you represent did something very wrong. McHugh. But anyway, the lawsuit alleges the driver of an Isuzu Trooper told McHugh that Vashti Sherrod, who was 75 at the time, elderly black person, threatened her and pulled out a black semi-automatic pistol after the driver hit Sherrod's parked car on May 14, 2015. The lawsuit alleges surveillance video failed to corroborate the driver's story. It said Sherrod told McHugh she did not own a gun. McHugh continued to pursue the case. The lawsuit says the Sherrods were pulled over at gunpoint by Capitol Police after McHugh reported their vehicle was stolen. It said McHugh searched their vehicle but didn't find a gun. The lawsuit says McHugh then obtained a search warrant for their home, where he upended their belongings, okay, ransacked, for people who don't know what it means, tore up the house, for people who don't know what, you know, upended means, and upended their belongings. Again, no gun was found. Finally, the lawsuit said McHugh used false information to obtain a warrant for Sherrod's arrest. It says she turned herself in and was released on her own recognizance. So he put an elderly black woman behind bars. The lawsuit said prosecutors dropped the charges against Sherrod in January 2016. Councilmen were concerned. Ward 5 Councilman Richard Starr expressed concern about the city's decision to hire McHugh during an exclusive interview with News 5. I think it was like by last Wednesday. As he said, I believe it brings me to think of some almost Jim Crow, Nightwalker, Nightcrawler type of things, he said about the claims. It shows me his integrity and his findings, meaning he'll do whatever it takes to make himself seem right. Starr continued, if that's the case, we're doomed. We're going backwards. We're going backwards. The City of Cleveland's Chief Communications Officer, Sarah Johnson, said, the case against Mr. McHugh, well, basically speaking, was saying that the case was dropped. That's what was said. The case against Mr. McHugh was dismissed, and there was no finding of wrongdoing made by the court or by his previous employer. When Mr. McHugh was selected for a position with the city, he underwent the same onboarding process, including a background check required of all new city employees. The administration is aware that Mr. McHugh was a party in, and let's take a look and make sure I'm getting everything right, was a party in a lawsuit stemming from a criminal investigation he conducted in conjunction with the United States Attorney's Office nearly 10 years ago in Washington, D.C. We are aware that all claims made against Mr. McHugh were dismissed with prejudice prior to the disposition of the matter. No, it wasn't. It was settled. And you brought that. But wait a minute. Why did Mayor Justin Bibb bring a former D.C. cop whose actions cost taxpayers to Cleveland? Johnson confirmed the two were roommates in an email Thursday. Johnson wrote, for two semesters, not one, but two semesters, they shared a campus dorm with two other students. As for whether they're friends, Johnson wrote, I know that they have kept in touch since college and have a mutual respect for each other in their public service careers. Okay, yeah, they're friends. Anyway, Johnson said they attended American University in Washington, D.C. at the same time, and a day afterwards, the NAACP sent out, as the president of the Cleveland NAACP, I am deeply disturbed by the hiring of Philip McHugh, whose previous actions have led to a lawsuit and settlement in the District of Columbia. His inability to police black communities effectively is not only concerning but also unacceptable. We are using taxpayer dollars to employ someone who has cost a former district money due to their actions, which violated an elderly black couple's civil rights. McHugh's past behavior has resulted in significant financial loss for his previous district. This is not just about money. It is about justice, fairness, and respect for all citizens, regardless of their race or age. We cannot allow our public servants to continue serving if they have shown such blatant disregard for these principles. We must hold our law enforcement officers accountable for their actions and demand that they uphold the values we cherish as a community. The hiring of Philip McHugh sends a dangerous message that we tolerate racial bias within our police force. We call on Mayor Justin Bibb to take immediate action by terminating Philip McHugh from this position. Let us ensure that our tax dollars are used wisely and ethically, supporting individuals who respect all members of our community equally. So that's that particular story. That soapbox about 15 to 16 feet step ladder for that soapbox because, yeah, it's very necessary and needed to do that. I appreciate everybody who took the time to call in this evening just because, man, I hate to go back to this one, but I will just because two wrongs don't make a right. Black House Sounds, that one from that CMHA album. Yeah, why not put it on? Be right back.
Don't make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man.
This is never
going to be right. Don't make it right.
Ooh,
don't so make it right.
You bring us back to terminology.
You don't so make it right. Blame it on the black man, blame it on the white man.
Different levels to society.
You don't so make it right.
Bring us back to terminology. Growing up with no passion. Most coaches is acting. Technology distraction. We violated day trapping. I can never let no other human being become my master. Talk like a man, walk like a man. How many blacks have to die for us folks to understand? I get it, they wanna take us back and segregate boys and men. They say you resisted the rest of boys and blue are poison. I'm working with the sheriff that we both is voicing it. All life should matter, I ain't talking about all cops. They beat you, there's a Photoshop, and then the cop is getting off suspended. They should revoke every license, but then they got a job, and we remain silent. What's crazy? They violent. Our cultures are divided. I'm observing the United States, then I decided. At least I'm happy that people starting to come together. We need a bigger man. Japan don't last forever.
Don't make it right. Blame it on the black man, blame it on the white man.
Different levels to society.
Don't make it right. Don't make it right.
Bring us back to terminology.
I'm not Biggie. It's not all a dream. A March killing, 2017, in his car sleep, he committed no crime. Taser, dead, he was shot five times. Euclid PC, what are y'all doing? It's in cold blood, you murdered Luke Stewart. Family cries for justice, mom does too. Black Lives Matter, bought in BMA, true. City of Euclid, cop still has a job. Pray to God. Creator, make it stop. Now in July, black man gets a beat. UFC, MMA, out in the streets. And brother Richard Hubbard, the third, beaten by a cop he didn't deserve. His girl arrested, begging for his life. Guess he's lucky, huh? He ain't died.
On leave after this video of a violent struggle with the man they arrested today surfaced. Tonight, that video is being reviewed. Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy Carlin. The cell phone video shows a police officer repeatedly punching a man. Police told us he was resisting arrest after a traffic stop. News 5's Paul Kiska has been looking into this story all day and is live tonight at the Euclid Police Department. Hi, Paul.
Well, hello, Tracy. Now, after reviewing this violent struggle that was caught on cell phone video, community activists are speaking out tonight.
Oh my God.
This cell phone video shared on social media was recorded at East 228th Street just south of Lakeshore Boulevard this morning. The video starts where 25-year-old Richard Hubbard III from Cleveland is lying on the ground on his back. A Euclid police officer is trying to arrest him. One officer is sitting over him. During the struggle, the officer punches Hubbard's face several times. Then the arresting officer delivers more punches. Hubbard's head is also slammed against the ground. Then the officer gets Hubbard on his stomach while trying to handcuff him. That's when the officer punches him in the back of the head.
How does he feel punching him though?
The woman recording the video can be heard questioning what's going on. Euclid police issued a statement tonight. Police say they stopped Hubbard's car for a traffic violation. Police say Hubbard was ordered out of the car and to face away. According to the statement, Hubbard ignored the order to face away, and as the officer attempted to arrest Hubbard, he became physically resisting. Hubbard was taken into custody. The arresting officer has been placed on paid leave pending further review of this incident. Because this video involves white police officers and a black male, community activists from the NAACP and Black Lives Matter are speaking out tonight.
It seems as they lose all self-control, and that kind of aggression was unnecessary. The young man was already in control, and it's clear that it's an excessive use of force.
The officer had no right to place him in a chokehold, to achieve a mount position and pummel him with punches and to slam his head against the pavement after he was already compliant.
This show has basically ended, but I see a 216-548. You got at least 60 seconds. Wish you had been in a little bit earlier. What's going on?
I just want to give you a little bit of what I gave them at Cleveland City Council this evening.
Okay.
We have overcome. We have overcome. We have overcome today. All things in our hearts we have lived to see, and we have overcome today. Keep overcoming, everybody. Keep overcoming. I love you all with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed night.
You too. And on that note, that's an excellent way to end off everything. Love you all. Peace.